Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
Welcome back to another episode. Today we are going to talk about tips for running Instagram giveaways. We're going to talk specifically six tips to find success running Instagram giveaways. So with that being said, we're joined today by Alicia. Alicia, why don't you take it away with tip number one?
I would love to. So our first tip is having a great product or offer. So think about when you're enticed to win something, it's usually because the prize is utterly amazing. So you want something that is going to make everyone just dive into liking and commenting and tagging their friends and helping to spread the word, because they cannot not get this prize. So maybe it's going out of the way to create a really interesting prize pack, or something that is a little custom or unique, something that they can't just buy off the shelves or from your e-commerce store. So really think outside the box when it comes to interesting prizes.
For sure. Point number two is going to be having awesome giveaway partners. So one thing that we always try to do is we try to find new partners, whether it's locally or not so locally, to partner with on giveaways. And we do that for two reasons. One is, if you use the same partners over and over, your audiences are actually going to kind of wash together, and then you're just going to be promoting your giveaway to the same audience over and over again. But two, kind of going back to Alicia's point, is having new partners means you get to offer different products and different services or promotions or whatever it is that you're offering, and that will entice people and that'll get people a little bit more excited.
The third thing that you're going to want to do for these Instagram or social giveaways is, and we might sound a little bit like a broken record because we talk about this all the time and pretty much every episode, is good creative. So having a good photo, something that looks great, it's going to highlight, you know, all of the different partners and make sure that everyone's product or what they're contributing is shown in a good light, because, you know, that is one thing is if you're representing one brand or your brand, you don't want to make yours the most prominent and then the other ones get left off. So having a good balance of everyone that's involved and creating a nice little scene that is going to catch people's eye when they're scrolling through their feeds.
Pat, that's an awesome tip. So our fourth tip is to have easy rules and entry. So think about, even when you're clicking through a website and you're trying to buy something, more clicks you have to do, the more frustrated you get. Same idea with giveaways. You want to make that as simple as possible, but also as beneficial as possible for you as the giveaway runner, if you will, to have your participants actually enter. So we suggest things like liking a post, super easy with a double tap, right? Tagging a few friends, that helps spread the word, and making sure that, you know, they're following entries. So for example, if there's alcohol involved in any capacity, make sure, you'll have to double check that they're 21 and older. Sometimes people offer things like Instagram story shares, but that can be a little complicated to track on the back end. So really think through how much time and energy you have, as well as how much time and energy your followers have to participate in the giveaway.
Yeah, I hate when I come across giveaways that are like, you know, tag 68 friends and like this, and then save it and then DM it to like 15 people, but then also put it in your stories 10 times. It's like or the ones that'll make you like and follow every account, but then you have to go like every photo on every account and then save every. I'm like, okay, there's way too much going on here.
those loop giveaways will get you sometimes, because you think you may just have to loop around to five accounts. I've gotten caught in like a 50 account loop one time, and I'm like, I'm too far into this. I want to win that $500 camera that they're giving away.
But you're committed.
You're committed to it. But if the prize is worth it, the people will totally dive in for it and jump through those hoops.
That's true. Point number five is going to be ongoing promotion of the giveaway. So a lot of times a giveaway is not going to run just for like a single day, right? Usually you run it for a weekend, a long weekend, maybe a week. If it's a really good one, you run it for a month. But you don't want people to forget about it at the same time. So a lot of people want to put up a giveaway post and just leave it there and rely on that initial kind of traction to get you across the finish line. But share it in your stories kind of consistently throughout the giveaway time period. Maybe share it again on that same social platform, but tell people to go back to the original post to enter. You can also use your other platforms here too. So if it's an Instagram giveaway, You can go to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn maybe if you want to, and TikTok. You can drive everyone back over to your Instagram page to actually enter into the giveaway.
And finally, once you have all those entries, the most important thing is being fair when you're selecting winners. You know, a lot of times people are like, oh, they just picked this person because maybe they have the most followers that out of everyone that entered. You know, the way we operate is we've done giveaways with as many as like 9 to 10 partners. So you're talking about, 9 to 10 different posts with different comments and all that. So how do you collect all that information to then fairly select the winner? We use a platform called Export Comments. I think it's like $11 and you get access to it for 3 days. You can actually take the URL for all those Instagram posts and export each partner's comments into an Excel doc. Then we compile all those into a single Excel doc. I typically order them by the date and time that they are entered, just to kind of be fair. And then we do a random number draw, and you just kind of pick and see where that falls, one through whatever you got at the bottom of the Excel doc. Then you can take that person and verify, make sure that they did all of the steps, like following all of the different partners, that they liked the post, all of that. So that's kind of the most fair way we found to actually go about collecting all those comments and then selecting a winner. So we hope you guys found all these tips and tricks for giving Instagram giveaways useful, and check back for more tips and tricks from us here at Sip Creator Repeat.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Looking for more from us? Follow @DuoCleveland on social media today.